Tuesday night or the Zion Cheshvan or the Ches Cheshvan, something like that. And we're learning or the Ches Cheshvan. And we're learning Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Kiddush Shabbos Bedvarim. And we're up to, he brought down the din of Maseches Pesachim. Have to mention Yisias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And the Gemara learns it out from the Pesach, and most Rishonim learn it seriously. By that I mean that it's a real Gzeirah Shava, and it's Deoraisa, and it's very real. And I keep saying, I'm repeating myself, to admit that the right now is the fact that in the Dibros Achos, I realize this, I always wondered like Mechitesi, so Zohar. Okay, you know, but that doesn't explain the rationale. And then I realize the rationale is simply that it's the reason of Shabbos given in the Aseres HaDibros and Parshas Veschanan. So that would be the rationale of the din. As you pointed out, you need a Tzeir HaShavah. It's definitely the secondary reason. When we think of Shabbos, we think of Kishesh Yom and Asa Hashem and Hashemayim the Soretz. We don't think of Zohar Toki Which I assume means that stopping to work is a mini Yitzias Mitzrayim. I assume that's the shot in the Zohar talk here with you. It could be others learn differently. Could be others learn that there is a Yesod and Chumash that is repeated in the Sukkim. And the Rishonim learned that's the side of Mitzrayim. He sort of owns us now. He's our Adon. And we have to listen to his instructions, because it's like he owns us. It's like he bought us from Paro. He have a daihen. Like Paro owned us lock, stock, and barrel. And then Baruch Hu took us out, and now he owns us. A little weird, but Hashem owns us because he made us. He created us. He's the Adon. Rather, this week's parsha is, there's no one called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon until Avraham Avinu, which we'll be reading about in this week's parsha. Al Kapanim now comes a very famous question. I wonder about the Achronim. I am Mogen Avraham. The very famous Mogen Avraham. Because of the Mitzvah Shabbos, Yotzei Yedei Kiddush. On a Diorisa level, you Yotzei Kiddush with Myriv, Kelayayin Urak Medivre Sofrim, Vayinsham Bedogol Merivola, Nefalpel, Im Noshim, Motzias Anoshim, O Afilu Lehepech, can a man be Motzias wife with Kiddush if he already davened Myriv? And therefore he was Yotzei the Diorisa level, and she's Mechuyim the Diorisa. So just pull him about it. The Rosh would seem to be saying, not everybody learns like that in the Rosh, but the Rosh would seem to be saying that there's no Arvus, so a man can't be Motzi, a woman, if he was Yotzi already. Vayin Shem Gamkin, then you couldn't, but you Gimel Shona. Vayin Batas, if Kotten Yutez, but Maisa Shekidish Al Hamayim. By mistake, I assume because of the Yotzi Yedei Mitzvah Min HaTorah B'Amira L'Chud B'Li Yayin. Okay, Tomei Shom B'Sefel Dogo Merivava the Chovas the Araisa K'var Yotzi B'Tfila. So you have a whole slew of Achronim assuming, insisting that you Yotze the Araisa of Kiddush with your Tfilas Mayrit in the same Kaddish as Shabbos. Not acquainted with that phrase, but the Yotzei B'Tfilas Shabbos is a Kiddush Yom Ben HaTorah La'Olsen HaPoskim the Kiddush Alayayin Hu Rak Medirabonim Ayin B'Divrayim Uladidi Tamua Ma'ot. Very long dear Allah about this question. I never realized it was a Minchas Chinuch's question. I always thought of it as a Bir Allah's question. And the Chaschinuch says, I don't get it. Kibbutz of Benusach Hatfila Shel El Shabbos Ain't on a Maskir in Yisias Mitzrayim. And I guess he's assuming you can't count the Yisias Mitzrayim that you said in Kriyashma. That's not part of the Kibbutz of Hatfila. Vadi Eni Yisim and Torah Klal. So if we take the Gemara Mitzachim seriously, and we say it's a serious Gezerah Shavah, how can you assume, and all these Achrayim assume, that Yaitse Kiddush Midiraisa, if Kiddush Al Hakos is only Midirabonon, Yaitse the Diraisa with Tfilas Mayriv? What's chat? The Umemrim of Fereshah see below Choylik, the Gemara Sochim, the Nilmad Bigzeira Shava, Alkin Vade, Mohiskir Bikiddush, Bezanusla, Shalim Melechavar Hayom, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Eina Yosem and Atora Klau. Then in the Yaitzim Minatoira, the Tzila Shabbos Klau, we cannot. Yep.
Where is Kiddush?
The Bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos. It starts with Atoki Dastu and Shemashvili with Snecha, and it ends with Baruch Hu Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. That Bracha is Kiddush.
The rest of the davening we mentioned over and over many times. Aside from Krishna, like any Mari, you say, you know, Yad Vanecham and Chayim Solvam and.
Yeah, but it will have to do with the Brach of the Kiddush.
Well,
it has nothing to do with the Kiddush Brach. Venisa Kalapilpul, Kaladogal Mervogal, Mogan Avram. Sotkum lo divri ataz kibit shalom and nusuch hakiddush shenizka yitzias mitzrayim yotzim min ha-toyra avu b'tzvila shol shabbos vadei eina yotzei klau dein shom zecha yitzias mitzrayim. Okay, ach b'yomtiv an yomtiv shechol yitzias mitzrayim. The Friday night is a yomtiv. Don't have a spalal yomtiv that you dive on a yomtiv dikah Shmona Esrei, and you insert about Shabbos, Maskir and Shabbos, and things they say in Tzias Mitzrayim, in Vatitin Lanu. Vatitin Lanu Hashem Elokeinu is Meirai Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason, as Yom HaShabbos is there, as Yom Chag HaSukkos is there, Zman Simcha Seinu, Mikra Kodeh, is Lechel in Tzias Mitzrayim. She says, okay, then you got it. But otherwise, on a regular Friday night, you don't got it. Maskir and Shabbos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzim and Atayra. Abba B'chol Shabbos HaShana, nearly Borer. Neini Yitzim and Tzila, given the letter of Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Him came, Yotzo Af Min HaTorah.
He asked the other way back.
How come
there's no mention of Yitzias
Mitzrayim
in the Tzila
Shabbos? It's not. He's asking on the Mogan Avram that says Yitzim. You can't ask the Kasha why isn't there, because
so
there's not. I don't understand the question, I'm sorry. You can't ask the Kasha why didn't they put in Yitzias Mitzrayim and just want to ask, right? They didn't. I don't understand the question.
No, so why is it important to Kiddush and not important to Tefillah?
Because it's a Gzeira Shava. The Gemara one is out for the Pasuk that Kiddush requires. That's a Gzeira Shavah. Nema kan zochras yom Shabbos l'kadsho. Venema lahalan zochras yom Azeir sheish l'sef Mitzrayim. So the weep of it, it needs to be maski Yitzias Mitzrayim.
With a swara. We said a swara, so why
not Yitzias Mitzrayim? I don't know what you want. You're not Yotzei Kiddush. That's the point. You're not Yotzei Kiddush with the Brachos Shmona Esrei. I'm looking on the bottom. He tries to say different terutzim. He gives a different doichek terutzim. You'll excuse me. It seems to me doichek. One is, first of all, there was a nusach he found in an old siddur. They did say zechel yitzias mitzrayim. And others say Rav Acha ben Yaakov's Lashon is only Tzorich, not Chayav. That's only Chachila. Okay, next. Others, some Achrayim suggest it's a Dinim. Sechiras says we try it. It's not a Dinim Kiddush. Rav Acha's Dinim is. Okay, nothing. And some say Kriya Shema is good enough. It's right next to the Tefillah. So you Yotze, because you mentioned Zechon Tzir Mitzrayim in the Tefillah. And some say, okay, that Rav Acha ben Yaakov never meant every Shabbos. He meant Shabbos of Pesach. My time on the Mogen Avraham is that no one in the world has kavana. We pass the mitzvah shrichas kavana. No one in the world has kavana to be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush. And I would dare say 90% of people don't have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush when they make kiddush. How many people even know that it's a mitzvah saseh? But no. Well, let me explain my question. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. So you're blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So forget the announcement. That's just part of the nusach. But the Achrayim say, and it's very logical, that you don't have to consciously think that you're being yotzei the mitzvah. If contextually, you blow, you know, it's like it's Rosh Hashanah. Just said Lam Natsayach seven times, and then Shul. So, like, that's the mitzvah. Yes, right. So you don't have to. That's what they say. That's right. Now, but I don't think that's true about Kiddush. Because you're making Kiddush. And that has meaning outside of the fact that there's a mitzvah saseh. There's all these examples of the Chayyadam. Of that, what you're doing has no shot, only in the context of it being a mitzvah saseh. So by doing it, you're automatically being mechavan to do a mitzvah. Why else are you doing this? What?
What do you think you're doing when you make a kiddush?
You want to take a survey? I'm making kiddush.
What are you doing? What?
I don't want to argue the point. If you hold that people have kavanah, good.
I don't understand what that means. They have kavanah to make kiddush.
That it's a mitzvah. How many people realize that there's a mitzvah saseh to make kiddush? I will wager you that 80% do not even know that it's a mitzvah, unless they went to the menchaschin of Shia.
Yeah, no, I realize that.
But how could you have kavanah to do a mitzvah if you don't even know it's a mitzvah?
So when people with the normal feeling is they're just doing another.
It's like Zmiris. Make kiddush. It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. Shabbat Chabonu. Everybody's quiet, the baby stopped crying, everybody's peaceful,
they
stop fighting who's going to sit next to whom. The fight's already over. Three kids are crying in the bedroom.
Maybe people think it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan, maybe.
Okay. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Yeah, it's a nice thing to do. It's beautiful. Make kiddush. Okay. Okay, forget it. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize for Klal Yisrael. Let's go right. But I'm right. Okay. I don't even think you can apply the Chayyadah. I think people should be taught that they should at least think when they make kiddush that I want to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of making kiddush. Well, some people say it any mitzvah. They say him, Hareini Buchan Bezum. Chayim Bezum. And then they say, Yud Kei, Vav Kei, the Kiddush with the same code as well. It's already Kabbalistic. But some people, how many people? By mentioning, right? Some people, many people say, they made it part of the song in camp, so maybe here was a fighting chance. But, yeah, that's why they said it. That's why I think it's the Hasidic instituted to say Hinnani Bukhara Mizuma. The Night of Yehuda talks about it. The idea of saying Hinnani Bukhara Mizuma before you do a mitzvah.
That's with the rice.
Well, okay. Okay. By the way, I will take this opportunity to deliver one of my rants, that if you put on the talis in the morning and you say the Nusach and the Siddur, the Nusach and the Siddur is very, very flawed. It talks about Kibneshe Yorikino, Chitzaynim, and it talks about such beautiful Kabbalistic thoughts, but it forgets a very major thing. And I say it, and I'll teach you to say it. When you finish that whole Kabbalistic chant, it's missing the main thing. You have to say, you don't have to, but you do it by tefillin. And here, like, why should you say a whole Kabbalistic paragraph and you're missing the Iker? You're not saying Hinnani Masate Mitzitzes Kayim Mitzitz Bori Shesivonu Masate Mitzitzes. So that's missing. That's the main thing. So whoever made the Nusuch made a Kabbalistic fancy Nusuch but left out what should be the main part of the Nusuch, which is Hareini Mechavein. Like I say, by tefillin, you do say it. Hinnani Bukhara Mizuma L'Kayim Mitzvah Tefillin, Shetivani Aboriz Achmoy, or whatever. Hinnani Mechavim Menochas Tefillin, L'Kayim Mitzvah Tefillin, Shivonu L'Niyach Tefillin, Kakosu, Shagdam L'Yos Av Yodecha, V'Yudu Tokakos Benin Necha. So by tzitzis, I add four things. One is, I say, Mechavim to put on tzitzis, Kasher Shivani Aboris Rashmai, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Then you want to do, because it says, like by Sukkah, so you want to say that I'm putting on tzitzis for the Inyan, Liro Soso, the Liz Doris Kol Mitzvah Sashem, the Lasso Soso. Just like, whenever it says Laman, it's like another Kavoni you're supposed to have. Like by Sukkah, it's more famous. But the truth is, by tzitzis it says, L'ma'an tins keruva asisem is called mitzvah soy. So it says L'ma'an. And rather by tzillin, it says L'ma'an tiyatur asafem l'sicha. No one's quite sure what it means, but we'll talk about it not now. But, so you have to have in mind to do the mitzvah tzitzis, and you should have in mind, not ma'ake, but you should have in mind the deeper kavana, that the tzitzis is so that you should see it and remind yourself of the tzitzis up there. Okay. Then, every man should have in mind that he's being motzi, taras cotton also. If he's drunk, but he's being motzi, it could be a bracha for the taras cotton too. 23 things. And then I do a fourth, because we paskin that if you take off your tzitzis, your towels, go to the bathroom with it, or whatever the reason is, you take it off and you have in mind to put it right back on in 5 minutes. So you do not make a new bracha. That's what we hold. The bar holds you do, the bra holds you do. So anyway, but we paskin, and that's definitely normative halacha, is not to make a new bracha. But the Bir Halacha is a little uncomfortable with the Bir Halacha and the tzitzis. And therefore he recommends that when you make the bracha on the talis, you should have in mind for the time that you're going to take it off, you're going to put it back on. As you're addressing that scenario also. And this bracha goes on that too. So besides the Kabbalistic paragraph, you want to follow me. What?
Can that include the talus cotton also?
Well, yeah, but people generally don't take off the talus cotton.
What if they do?
So, again, we paskin, you put it right back on, but we paskin, you don't make it a bracha. The halacha recommend, but it's more likely by talus. It's much less likely by its talus cotton. And anyway, you're not even making a bracha on a talus cotton. Most people aren't. Okay, so that's all. I just, once I'm talking about Hezubah, so I think I'll give my rant about the talus. You have to make a new bracha, it's a new beggar, for sure. That's why I never put on, I never, even though you're supposed to change all your begodim on Shabbos, but I don't change my talus cotton till the next morning. If I do it now, I'll have to make a new bracha. So you say, so make a new bracha, what's the big deal? I don't know, it's like 10 minutes before Shpia. I'll make a new bracha for it. I change in the morning, like talus, like tzitzis. But yeah, if you put on a new beggar, you absolutely have to make a new bracha. That's not a question. New beggar, new bracha, new mitzvah. Okay, so the Menchas Chinuch is very, very it's a very famous Menchas Chinuch. So famous that I always knew the Kashim, but I never knew it was Menchas Chinuch. How can anybody say that you yaitzed mitzvah kiddush with davening? Mashivi Amogan Avrama now. The brachos perik einom din daflam and gimel amar aleph. They have dolah the tiknu b'tzvila. And it says there you yaitzed have dolah b'tzvila. So the Menchas Chinuch says, okay, yashu kodesh. Why not? I'm not questioning being Yosef and Tzvira. I'm questioning the fact that you didn't say it's Yosef and Tzvira, which is required. Vaday Abdullah kibbutz nusach echad he vaday Yosef and Tzvira mitzvah Torah. Avol linyan kiddush or Yosef klal. Even then a mask is Yosef and Tzvira. I don't even know why he had it. Yeah, okay. Now the problem, he's saying my problem is not being Yosei in Shmona Esrei, you're Yosei in Shmona Esrei, it's not a question, but you didn't say it's Yosef Mitzrayim. Mashevi Amogan Avram, by the Aminisham Amad Beis, because Amogan Avram brought the Gemara that you're Yosei Havdolah in Tfilah, with your eyes. Well, not with your eyes, but Shifra Adin. So, that's what you're saying. My problem with you is the second Yosef Mitzrayim. So you can't bring me a raya from Havdalah. Havdalah doesn't mean Yosef Mitzrayim.
This is Nusach Achas. He means
what?
This is Nusach Achas. He means it's the same Nusach in Tefillah when you say it at home.
Exactly.
There's no steering.
Yeah. Mashevi Amogan Avrami Ma'ad Yarmina Shom Amad Beis Ki Kiddush. That Havdalah is like Kiddush. Havdal Gav the Mekadosh B'Tzlusa. Even though you made Kiddush during davening, you make it Alakos. So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara makes a lechora surprising statement that Havdalah is like Kiddush, just like Kiddush, even though you said it in Tzilah, you say it again over the coast. Havdalah also, you said it in Tzilah, Tochanan Kanu, and you make it again over the coast. So the Chassidus says, wait a second, I don't want to make that sushtel. You really didn't make Kiddush in Tefillah. She's saying, well, the Gemara might mean Shabbos Shechol B'Yomtiv, if you do say Zecher Nisiyas Mitzrayim, or Yomtiv L'Chud, because they're also, I think I've done a Kaddish in Tefillah, we call them Tiknu Alakos, I've Kiddush Yomtiv, David Rabbonon, we call them Tiknu Shnei Pomim, and Kiddush Shabbos Shechol B'Yomtiv. But the Psikolelin in Kiddush, the Mekadosh Alakos will over Havdalah. That's not the difficulty of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to prove and show that even though you made Havdalah in Tefillah, you still have to make Havdalah in Kiddush. and approves it from Kiddush. So Machlokes Yosef says, why? Why did the Gemara know that this is true about Kiddush, but it wasn't sure about Havdalah? Why? Why is it was it sure about Kiddush that you do it in Tefillah and you do it again on Hakayis, but about Havdalah it wasn't so sure? So it made it Tushel. Havdalah is like Kiddush. So like, why? Like, let's chat that it was comfortable with Kiddush, but it wasn't sure about Havdalah. I ain't sure to say for Pnei Yeshua, the Yeshua and Brachas talks about it. Abulzeh nearly borer. And he Yosef and Tzila Shabbos Klal, even the Lekas Kar to see if the Shriam, boy, he really like. Nilmad Mizera Shava, Umokom Inichali Bezos Hashevel or Gishim Zachronim. I can't understand how so many Achronim are oblivious to that Kamaram Sachem. And they just assume that you yotze at the Diraisa level Kiddush with Shmona Esrei. I can't understand. V'gam efshaloma, v'gam efshar, imrosim lahosa v'nuchas atzvila. Let's say you want to hear to your Shmona Esrei. You want to say Zecha L'tzias Mitzrayim. He says, mutal lahosif. You could. And maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about, that he did. Kamosh Kamad Dvarim Shem Nesifim B'Tzvila Ki Hanusach Ein HaTayra V'Gam Einam Yanchei Knesos HaGdoyla. No, Rak Iker HaDvarim. The main, the themes are from Yanchei Knesos HaGdoyla. Not necessarily these particular words.
How can you change the Matveya?
What?
What happened to the Matveya? The Matveya. You change the Matveya, you're not Yossi Deraisa.
Yes, but if you change fundamental things. But not if you change, if you skip Ritzavim Luchasenu, or you Kachedim Ritzosecha, or you say Kachedim Ritzosecha, you get a word or two. Anyways, he's saying it's not the holy script. Rakik Advoyim was Gersha, and after you see the Hasidus came along, or it was a Hari. I don't know exactly who changed what, but they changed a lot of words. Right? So he's not holy. Rakik Advoyim was Gershabas, Kiyodua, Kiluki Abinogim. Like he's fighting the Mogen Avraham, so he wants Hashem to help him out in this fight. Kol Olam Mitzvos HaTorah V'yesh Kama Nafkamina. Sure. I mean, the Achronim make a problem out of making Kiddush for your wife if you daven Meir. According to the Menachas Chinuch, there's no problem at all. Who Emes Gomor. Wow. Okay. We get the point. Vayim Tu Arachayim Shem Kup Pei Zayin Gabi Bris HaTorah Kuz Gafin Lo Yotzim Bidi Yevet Kim Namim Min HaTorah. Now he makes an interesting point. He says, "Well, Chayra." He says, "Maybe Abdullah also." He says, "Keep the Alfina Mitzvah Shava." The Tzorach has Koras Tzias Mitzrayim, and he wants to go with the Rambam. That Havdalah is like Kiddush, is the same idea of Zocharas Yom HaShabbos, mentioning Shabbos, Bikinisoso, Ubiyitsiyoso, so maybe Taka, it means Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim for Havdalah too. And came last Slavrim, the Gam Havdalah the Oraisa, Davi Bechlau Sechira, which is the Chinuch, Lomeloi Tikku Lahaski Tzias Mitzrayim, why weren't they Besakin? You see, after trying based on the Zayr Shabbat, by Havdalah. Well, Ashasti Lom Lekasha, Dena Buchuk Havdalah the Araisa. There's no Hekrek and Shas that Havdalah the Araisa. The Rambam says it is, but there's no Hekrek and Shas that it is. Ayin Shabbat of Amagad, Vagamasilu with the Araisa, Nilmad, Miposuku, Lahavdil, Ayin Shabbat of Amagad. Aber der Rambam oder Rambam Machaber, der Nehmer des Heim Kedrosh, was also free, that the mitzvah of Mekadesh HaShabbos is Bein Bekinisa, so Bein Biyitzi also. Im Kein Havi Bechal Zechira, Velom Eloi Naski Yitzias Mitzrayim, Taka, why? Good question, why don't you have to be Maski Yitzias Mitzrayim by Abdullah? So Chloim, the Mekomogom Itker HaMitzvah, the Zohar Mekiddush HaYoyim, Loi Alfinan Elo Kiddush, Loi Elo Havdullah, Kiddush is primary, Abdullah secondary. It's not on an equal footing with Kiddush, even though the rationale is Lisker es Hashabbos b'kinisoso v'yitzioso, but the mice are not on an even playing field. Kiddush is primary, Abdullah secondary. So maybe for the secondary thing, you don't have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'kavukam k'tzach tzorechia. Not so clear. Why don't you have if? According to the Chinuch and Rambam, that it's Lizkor as Hashabbos, the Kinisoso will be Yitzioso, so why don't you have to say Zechli Tzif Mitzrayim by Abdullah as well?